Did you know that Complete Production Services is one of North America's leading oilfield service providers, offering field support solutions, equipment, and well production optimization and enhancement to some of the largest oil and gas companies? Complete Production is fully committed to developing solutions for your operating environment and can handle any oilfield demands, well servicing and rentals. Most importantly, they are committed to superior customer service and also focus on safety and the environment. Service, expertise, innovation. Complete Production Services. Join us online at CompletePproductionServices.com. Support for programming comes from Pinnacle Bank, where serving customers beyond day-to-day transactions is the Texas way. Pinnacle Bank provides solutions based on local needs and personal relationships. And at Pinnacle Bank, we think that's the way banking should be. Visit us online at PINNBANKTX.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
His goal?
100 yards rushing.
Our goal? To keep him in bounds.
Headed to the sidelines. Can he stay in bounds?
While he covers the play, we cover his heart with the Word of God. Because with the Bible as his playbook,
touchdown!
He is certain to keep in bounds. Join the Fellowship of Christian Athletes as we strive to put the heart and soul in sports by impacting the world for Jesus Christ. To learn more, contact us at FCA.org. That's FCA.org.
Hi, folks. Elissa Walker Campbell here to tell you about our good friends at Mercer Well Service, who pride themselves on integrity, leadership, and complete customer satisfaction in the oil and gas industry. They truly understand what it takes to be successful. In fact, they've been providing outstanding completion and workover rig services for over 50 years. One of the key components and reasons that they have been able to have such longevity is their exceptional staff and experienced personnel to assist you 24 hours, 7 days a week. Mercer Well Service also provides a full line of completion and workover rig services that include 158 rigs and have 25 swab units. Did you know that Mercer Well Service yard locations include Cleburne, Jacksboro, Kilgore, Whitesboro, and Sweetwater, Texas, among many others? And they are equipped with mud pumps, mud tanks, hydraulic catwalks, pipe racks, and rig supervisors. Why not give them a call today at 940-668-5147. Mercer Well Service. Call them at 940-668-5147.
The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter. Under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And once again, we want to welcome one of our new affiliates that is carrying our program, WLEM, 1250 AM in Emporium, Pennsylvania. We are so glad to have them on board. And of course, each and every week, we are always so delighted to have on board with us, Jason Peter. I never get tired of saying this. Three-time national champion at the University of Nebraska with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. And I know you're going to be all smiles. We can't see your face, but I know you're all smiles after that big win over Michigan, 23-9. Now, how do you feel about that, JP?
I'm smiling, but it's just because I'm laughing at, I guess, the phrase big win. And
is that an exaggeration?
For Nebraska, it's, at this point, any win is a big win. But, you know, especially when you have a school like Michigan that's coming in, and I think on a national landscape, people look at Michigan, they say they remember what happened the first game of the season against Alabama, and that had gotten really ugly really fast. But Michigan had kind of, from Big Ten standards, and Big Ten standards are a lot different than everybody else's standards, just because we're on a much lower level. It's almost like Division I AA football. But Michigan had kind of found something here in the last few weeks, and they were playing well. And the beginning of the game, Nebraska was having a tough time slowing Michigan's offense down, and Michigan's defense was doing a good job against Nebraska. And, you know, Denard Robinson, obviously a mobile quarterback, and that's kind of what's given Nebraska's defense fits, not just this year, but really since Bo has gotten here. and they didn't really have an answer for him in the beginning, and it was just kind of a fluke play where Robinson was kind of getting out of the pocket and trying to pick up some yards, and he just kind of dove for some extra yards, and nobody really tackled him. He just kind of fell on his arm, and that was it for Denard Robinson. He ended up having some nerve thing in his elbow or something like that, and it was the break that Nebraska needed. I don't know if they would have won that game if Denard Robinson continued to play, but, you know, that's football. I get it. You know, that was always kind of our mindset was, you know, we're going to try to knock the first-string quarterback out because the second-string guy usually isn't as good. But they obviously didn't knock him out, but whatever. So they caught, like I said, they caught the break that they needed, from there on out, Michigan just really struggled. They brought in a young kid, a pro-style quarterback that kind of fits Al Borges' offensive system a little better. But he was shaking in his boots. This kid was not ready for a big-time football game. He wasn't ready for the bright lights. He wasn't ready for a televised-type game. And I was shocked that Brady Hoke and Al Borges did not try to do something else because Michigan's defense was stuck on the field the rest of the game, and eventually Nebraska wore them out at the end of the game, and they were able to pull out a victory.
Jason Peter with us this weekend on the Big East Sports Show. Of course, this segment is being powered by our friends at Mercer Well Service. And Jason, you're one of the all-time greats defensive players that have ever been a part of the Nebraska program. And I know you take tremendous pride in the black shirts. And as I understand, I mean, the Huskers, they did a very good job defensively. They held the Wolverines to 188 of total yards. And so I guess the players broke out the black shirts in the locker room after that game.
Yeah, I guess it was the week before, after Nebraska had pulled out the victory up at Northwestern. From what we've been told is that Bo had wanted to give them out after that game, and a couple of the leaders had went to Bo and said, we'd rather you hold on to them because we don't feel like we've played as well as we're capable of playing. And, you know, that actually, I thought that was, that took a lot of guts, and as a defensive player, that's kind of the thing that you look most forward to is to kind of getting when you're out here at Nebraska. I mean, that's Nebraska defense right there, the black shirt. And for a couple of those guys, the leaders, to tell Bo, hold on to them. We feel we can play better. I respect that, and you know, obviously things didn't go the way that Michigan wanted it to, but Nebraska's defense, once they brought in that young kid Bellamy, I mean, they really, really came after him. I mean, they dialed up the blitz package, and this kid was just he was just throwing the ball just to get rid of it, and they really did a number on that Michigan offense. And I know now they're wearing black in practice, and I hope that gives them motivation. I hope that gives them that little extra oomph in their step, and hopefully they continue to get better and better. You know, offensively, what they have this week against Michigan State, I don't know how much better it's going to be. It will be certainly better than what Michigan had out there with the backup quarterback. But, again, you're dealing with a young quarterback here at Michigan State, and he's had his own struggles as well.
Jason Peter with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. And I want to back up just for a moment and talk about things defensively a little bit more. One guy that is showing continual progression in his game, and I understand, I mean, he's just a redshirt freshman, is David Santos. What has been your assessment of his play, Jason?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that after the first few games of the season—
I mean, he had 10 tackles against Michigan, Jason.
Yeah, he's one of these guys that can run. And after those first four or five games of the year, everybody was looking at this Nebraska defense saying, man, we just look like a slow Big Ten defense. And I think Bo realized that. And, you know, you have a few young guys that are on this roster that can kind of, that are those linebackers that can run. and you need speed out there. But obviously, when you have young guys, you're also sacrificing that, you know, that knowledge out on the field, the experience that guys carry with them. But at that point, it was, you take the lesser of two evils there, and I think you make the right decision in putting those young guys out on the field, and Santos, you know, he certainly held his own. And, you know, the sky's kind of the limit with him, and there's a couple other young guys that Nebraska fans are kind of waiting to see what happens, because Nebraska hasn't been great on defense. They've had issues up front on the defensive line. They've had issues at that linebacking core. So, you know, to have some of those young guys who've got those fresh legs as well, you know, these are some guys that didn't play a lot of reps in the beginning of the year. So now you have other teams that maybe have been sticking with the same lineup, and now, you know, have Nebraska throwing out a few young guys there. Fresh legs make a world of difference. So Santos, you know, he's passed his first couple tests. Let's hope he continues to get better.
The Huskers, of course, rank 20th in the nation right now, and they will face, as we were talking about, Michigan State. Of course, Michigan State coming off a win at Wisconsin, 16-13. How do you see this lineup?
It's going to be a test of Nebraska's will, I think. They're going to want to get into a street fight. They're going to want to kind of pound it out. They want a low-scoring game, and they're going to try to limit the amount of big plays that Nebraska has. Nebraska's offense hasn't been great as of late. It was it looked a lot better in the beginning of the year, but they've got some playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Unfortunately for Nebraska's offense, this will probably be the best defense that Nebraska has played all year. In Michigan State, I don't want to say they're in the same category as you know, in Alabama or one of those great SEC type teams, but in terms of the Big Ten, they're head and shoulders the best defense in this division. So it will be a test for Nebraska. You know, I think you have on the flip side, you're going to have, like I said, a quarterback that doesn't have a ton of experience at Michigan State, and they're going to want to ground it out with Le'Veon Bell, who's a big bruising back. You know, Nebraska's Achilles heel this year has been turnovers, and whether it's Taylor Martinez fumbling the ball, or running backs fumbling the ball, or punt returners, kick returners fumbling the ball, they are towards the bottom of the turnover margin in Division I football, and you don't ever want to be there. I mean, you ask any coach, one of the three keys to winning a football game, he will say, we have to win the turnover battle. And Nebraska has not won the turnover battle many times this year, and they've got to do a better job now, especially with the weather. It's getting cooler. It's tougher sometimes to hold on to that ball. So we'll see if they can clean up the little things, the jumping off sides, you know, little fundamental things, discipline things. Mm-hmm. That people, those are the things that make Nebraska fans so frustrated. You know, it's a coach's fifth year. These are first-year type of mistakes, if at all, first-year mistakes. I mean, these are things, you know, you're playing Division I football. Take some respect. Take some accountability in what you're doing out there on the field. And if the play calls on you know, the second hut, then it's on the second hut. I mean, you know, you got to be disciplined in your craft, and they just haven't had that discipline so far throughout the season.
Well, the good news for the Huskers is that Michigan State has never beaten Nebraska in six tries, and Saturday's matchup, which I believe it is a 3:30 Eastern time kickoff, will be only the second time that they've ever been at Spartan Stadium, so that'll be a fun game to watch. And Jason, we're flat out of time. We appreciate you dropping by, and we'll catch up next week and talk some more college football. Boy, the season's going by fast.
It is, unfortunately, but let's enjoy it while we have it.
That's right. We're going to step aside. Thanks, Jay.
Thanks. Thanks, E.
We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.
The Big E Sports Show with Elissa Walker-Campbell is the biggest names in sports.
Delivering the insight.
Delivering the insight you won't find anywhere else.
Anywhere else.
Like TCU head football coach Gary Patterson.
Texas A&M great R.C. Slocum.
And Big E's regular guest of ESPN Radio, better known as the Double Nickel, Jason Peter. The Big E Sports Show
with Elissa Walker-Campbell.
Miss one episode and you miss the game.